This is 89.1 WEMU, and I welcome you to this month's edition of First Friday Focus on the Environment. In the flurry of Thanksgiving and the shopping activity over the past week or so, you may have missed an important state-level environmental decision announced on Monday. Governor Rick Snyder announced his administration had reached agreement with Enbridge Inc. on measures to be taken regarding the aging Line 5 pipeline that runs along the bottom of the channel between Lakes Huron and Michigan. That's the Straits of Mackinac. The agreement calls for completing an evaluation by June of next year. Those who support the agreement call it a very good starting place. My guests today are on the other side of the opinion column. First, Lisa Wozniak. Lisa is Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, and she joins us each month for First Fridays. And Lisa, you've invited another expert.
I have indeed. Our guest today is Liz Kirkwood. Liz is the Executive Director of FLOW, which stands for the For the Love of Water. She's an environmental lawyer with 17 years of experience working on water, sanitation, energy, and environmental governance issues. And she's been a leading force in shaping a campaign that's known as Oil and Water Don't Mix, which is looking to address the 64-year-old Line 5 pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac. What was your initial reaction, Liz, to the state's deal with Enbridge when it comes to Line 5?
Shock. And that's because this issue has been on the table for over 3 years. And initially, the governor set a process in motion with a task force via written recommendations to conduct independent risk and alternative studies, and then an advisory board who would implement these studies. And the timing of this agreement between the governor and Enbridge is quite stunning because just last week, the final comment period for in the final report of the alternative studies came out, and there's a 30-day public comment period for the public to evaluate the different options.
So you're saying the decisions were made before the public comment period was weighed into the equation?
Exactly. And so one positive thing about this agreement between the governor and Enbridge is that there's a date certain to actually make a decision about what's happening with this pipeline, and that's August of 2018. However, if you pull back the veneer, you'll see that the only option and the alternative explored is the tunnel option. You know, we're supposed to put all of our trust in Enbridge to evaluate the tunnel option.
So this is a company that has been slowly telling us that, oops, they forgot to tell us that there were a lot of issues with the coating on the outside of the pipeline. And oops, you know, we forgot to tell you that we lacked the kinds of securities to the bottom of the straits that are necessitated in the agreement. I mean, this, what you're saying is we put all the trust in the company again. Is that true?
That is. Just 2 weeks ago, we found out that Enbridge had misled both the state and federal governments and not explained and told the authorities that their anchoring solution actually was causing damage to the pipeline, resulting in 48 known bare metal spots on the
pipeline. And they'd known for a period of years prior to making that public to the state government and to us as the public at large.
Right.
Well, let me ask both of you this question. What would be your alternative?
The alternatives analysis was supposed to look at pipeline infrastructure that went around the Great Lakes rather than through the heart of the Great Lakes. That alternative has never been fully analyzed by Dynamic Risk, who's putting together the report for the state of Michigan. This is a 645-mile pipeline that connects to a vast network of other pipelines owned and operated by Enbridge, transporting tar sands to the Gulf and to the East Coast. This is not critical energy infrastructure for Michigan. We only get about 5 to 10% of the oil. The issue with propane in the UP can be addressed. Instead of getting propane from Rapid River, there could be other points of entry at the east or west side of the peninsula. And then finally, the oil from northern lower Michigan, the 10,000 barrels that go to Marathon and other refineries every day, could be transported by a combination of different modes of transportation.
And Lisa Wozniak, are you two calling for the complete shuttering of the pipeline, at least the stretch that runs through the Great Lakes and through the Straits of Mackinac?
I think there is way too much at risk at this point. This is a 64-year-old pipeline whose lifespan is beyond the scope of what was originally
That has not, to our knowledge, had a leak to this point.
But has a lot of issues that we keep hearing about sporadically from a company that says, well, you should trust us. We also know that when the Kalamazoo oil disaster took place in 2010, which is, again, the nation's largest inland oil spill, the company, Enbridge, was allowed to rebuild that pipeline and double its capacity coming through the Kalamazoo and lower Michigan area. That is a pipeline that comes through the state of Wisconsin. So the capacity that has actually been built as a result of this horrific incident in Kalamazoo allows the company to transport a whole lot of oil. So I say there is way too much at risk. This is a pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac that we know has tremendous current issues. Even when we can't see, because the straits are frozen, we can't see what would be anticipated as, you know, 8-foot waves, which is part of this whole agreement, which if there are 8-foot waves, the pipeline should be shut down for a period of time. When it's frozen, we can't see what's happening beneath those waters, right? So I think there's way too much at risk. Our economy, our tourism, the drinking water for millions of people. I say we should shut it down until it could be proven to be safe.
You are listening to WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. We continue with Lisa Wozniak of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters and our guest, Liz Kirkwood. Liz is Executive Director of FLO, which stands for Love of Water. We're talking about the deal reached between the state of Michigan and Enbridge regarding Line 5 and the Straits of Mackinac. Now, there are difficult questions to be answered, some of them legal. There has been a call for State Attorney General Bill Schuette to use his office to entirely shut down this pipeline until solutions are found. Liz Kirkwood, you are a legal expert. Does he actually have that authority?
He sure does. The only reason this pipeline is allowed to traverse the public waters of the Great Lakes is because in 1953, the state of Michigan allowed Lakehead Pipeline Company, now Enbridge, to locate those pipelines in the open waters of the Great Lakes. What that means is that the state of Michigan is first and foremost the public trustee of these waters, and the state must protect the waters for the benefit of citizens over any private interests. And what this agreement does between the governor and Enbridge is an end run around the legal obligation and authority of the state to enforce this easement and to prioritize the protection of the Great Lakes. This pipeline actually has leaked over 29 times on the land-based portions. The pipeline,
effectively saying it's a matter of time.
It is a matter of time. And for the governor of Michigan, the Great Lakes State, to put the Great Lakes second to Enbridge is very, very troubling.
State Attorney General Bill Schuette is seeking to become the next governor of the state of Michigan. Lisa Wozniak, in your conversations with his office, have you been able to come to a determination as to whether he is willing to do what he has done in Flint and stand up and support the rights and the protections of Flint waters when it comes to the Great Lakes and Enbridge Line 5?
Well, that's an interesting question, David. Thus far, the Attorney General has said some of the right things. He has not followed through and done any of the right things. And to the point that Liz just made, the authority lies with the state of Michigan, with the governor, the attorney general. It is in their hands to protect these globally important waterways.
Once again, you are listening to First Friday Focus on the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're talking with Lisa Wozniak of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. Our guest today is Liz Kirkwood. Liz is the executive director of FLO for Love of Water. Liz Kirkwood, as we head into 2018, this is going to become a political football in that it is midterm elections time. What needs to occur in a year where everyone is pandering for votes?
I think the candidates will have to have very clear opinions about the fate of Line 5. This agreement, you know, on Monday between the governor and Enbridge indicates that the fate will be decided by August 15th of next year.
Right after the primary elections.
Right.
I think this is going to be used as a political football. We'll see it punted around in the general election in a number of ways. A firm and definitive decision that determines the fate of this pipeline will really be made on August 15th, I question, for the long haul. And I think that the next governor is going to find him or herself with the responsibility of actually making some of these big decisions. And as more and more of the business community gets involved in this, which they have become more and more engaged, the more that these business voices get in the mix on this, the more the people that are running for office are going to feel very pressured to make some public statements on it.
Our time together is winding down today, but I want to leave this with a question for both of you, and that is, Enbridge, as part of this agreement with the state of Michigan, has agreed that it has failed to be as transparent as it needs to be. It says it has committed to becoming more transparent with both government and the public in moving forward, particularly when it comes to its Line 5 through the Straits of Mackinac. If you can have a voice at the table, do you see a potential outcome that would be acceptable to both of you that would be anything other than shuttering the lines that run through the Great Lakes?
I would argue that Enbridge has the capacity to move this oil in different ways. I would say, yes, shut this down.
And Liz Kirkwood, final word. Is it the only acceptable alternative for you?
I concur with Lisa's opinion. And, you know, this is the Great Lakes. We do not need oil pipelines located in the most important resource here on the planet, and that's water. It's time for this pipeline to shut down.
Liz Kirkwood, thank you so much for your time and your expertise today. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Liz Kirkwood, Executive Director of Flow for Love of Water. Lisa Wozniak is our regular guest for First Friday Focus on the Environment. Lisa is the Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. And Lisa, we'll see you next year.
I look forward to it, David.
I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.